Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jen Rizan Ferrelli, 2FM. Good morning, everyone. So many of us depend on them day in, day out, and it's probably one of the most important and difficult jobs out there. I'm talking about childminding. Of course I am. But despite depending on our childminders so much, how much do most of us actually know about what it's like as a job? So joining me in studio right now to talk about all things childcare is Leanne Gilmore, who has worked as a childminder for the past 14 years. Would I be right in saying that?
That's right.
That's 14. A long time.
It is, but it doesn't feel long.
No. Well, no. That's good.
No, it doesn't.
It's kind of like a vocation. I always imagine only a certain type of person can do this. It's definitely not for everyone. But when did you decide to become a childminder?
I have a degree in marketing and worked in kind of the corporate environment for a long time. And due to my company changing location, I realised the commute I was going to face with, at the time, two very small kids, was going to be impossible for me. And I moved to another corporate job nearer home and was very unhappy. Mm. Very. Mm-hmm. So lasted 9 months, and a friend of mine who knows me very well said, would you not take in a child to mind? Because you love kids. And I was like, would I do that? And I realised, yeah, do you know what? And then me being me, off I trot, found one of the county childcare committees in Dublin City was holding what they call a QAP programme, a quality awareness programme, which is about getting set up as a childminder. Did that, did my first aid course, got my Garda vetting started. And then another mum, or she was a childminder as well, but that I know, she had an inquiry for two places. She only had one. And she referred them to me, and that was my first family, and I had them for 4 years.
4 years. Do you think being a parent yourself helps you in a job like this?
I do.
Really?
Definitely. Yeah, I do. Look, you have to love kids. That's the first thing, first and foremost. And yet, as one of my families later said to me, she said, I don't think I could stay at home all day with my own kids, never mind someone else's. I'm just lucky that the way I grew up, I just find kids fascinating, including my own. It was great for them too. My youngest could finally be a big brother at some stage in life. But yeah, like, I think being a mom, you're not afraid of the dirty side of it all. You know what I mean?
There is a, oh, listen, we had a nurse in and we spoke about the dirty side of minding kids and all the things that they can get as children. And it was, I think my producer was pouring cement over her ovaries at the time. It was quite upsetting. What is, you said you love kids, you find them fascinating, which is just so lovely to hear. But is there anything that people need to know that you think, you know, if they want to go into a job like this, is there things that people need to be aware of or ready for that they mightn't be aware of before going into something like this as a career?
I think the big thing is it's not just children you're minding. You're also a support to their mums and dads as well.
Yeah.
You know, kids get little snots and sniffles. And generally speaking, your illness policy will very much be, you know, vomiting, diarrhea, out for 40, same as primary school, you know, we can't take them 48 hours. But depending on your personal circumstances, you know, if they've got a little snot or sniffle or just feeling a little unwell, you'll take them in, because you've got to remember parents can't miss work all the time for every little titchy tiny thing. But even sometimes you'll find, especially with new parents, they've never seen this before. And as a childminder, not only, and a parent, not only have you raised your own kids, but you've probably been through a few different families with varying different personalities, different challenging behaviours, different. So you've seen an awful lot, and you'll find invariably parents go, listen, I've noticed this. What do you think?
Yeah.
And so you're kind of like a sounding board for them. And a lot of them go, yeah, I didn't think of that. And, oh, that's a good idea. And then as well,
but do they take the mickey a little bit? I mean, because they get so comfortable. What's the worst thing you've been asked to do as a childminder?
I've never been asked to do anything above and beyond what I would normally do.
Okay.
I did hear of a story.
Go on.
I did hear of a story where a family turned up at the childminder's having got a new puppy the night before and handed her the puppy as well as the child with the saying, but you're at home all day. And I suppose that is the, you were saying earlier that parents don't really understand what the job is like. There is this perception that we are basically an extended version of a stay-at-home mom and that we're home with kids all day. Yeah, we're home with multiple kids, with multiple personalities. You have to be conscious of the different values of different parents too. So you're always thinking, you're always being cautious. Not raising puppies either.
Yeah, exactly. It's not what I trained to do. No. Do you ever get emotionally attached to kids?
Absolutely. 100%. You can't do this job and not be emotionally attached. The hardest part of this job is the saying goodbye day when they finish with you after. However, I had one family for 7 years and I've just, a family finished with me there after 3 years about a week ago. And it is, and you look back on it, even looking back when that family left me after 7 years, I still cry, you know, when, you know, it's because you're seeing these tough little rough and tumble lads. And he was 7 and a half, the youngest, when he left. And he threw his arms around me, wouldn't let go. And you're just like, you don't realise, you think, oh yeah, we go to Leanne's because mom and dad are working, whatever. You don't think that it matters that much to them.
Oh, it does.
Until they're told, you know, you're old enough now and moving on. It is, you do, you
it's
love
it's like
them.
When Mary Poppins flies off in the movie.
Exactly.
And we're all devastated. Oh my God, Leanne, it's awful.
It is.
Okay, so we know there's a huge problem with creche facilities and all that kind of stuff, and parents are tearing their hair out trying to find a solution. Where can a parent go to find a good childminder?
There's a few places.
Okay.
Childminding Ireland is a great start. About 90% of my referrals or my phone calls come from Childminding Ireland. You don't have to be a member of Childminding Ireland when you're a childminder, but many of us choose to. They're a fantastic support for childminders. But also for parents, I think it gives them a little bit of peace of mind that their childminder is with a registered and recognised national body.
Yeah.
Because to be a member of Childminding Ireland, you have to have your Gardaí vetting. They set you up with a group scheme so you can get your childminding insurance through them. They facilitate organising first aid courses, so we keep our first aid up to date. We have to do our Children First, the TUSLA safety programme for children. And all of that is required to be a member of Childminding Ireland. But in their turn, they're at the other end of the phone if we've questions about government guidelines, if we've just questions in general.
Contracts. Like,
yes.
Do you, if people are going into this industry, whatever, is it important to have a written contract?
I feel it is.
Yeah.
It's simple enough, but I'll tell you why. It sets from the outset the stuff none of us like to talk about, especially when you're dealing with people and children, and it's all very emotional and we're not in this like a big CEO of a corporate entity. So talking the whole money thing and all that stuff, it can be very difficult, especially after you've established a relationship with them and you get on well and you don't want to say, oh, your payment's late again or whatever. So I definitely feel a contract should be drawn up with your hours, your pay, your illness policy, what you provide and what you don't provide. So do you provide nappies or do you provide wipes? Do you provide food? Some childminders do, some childminders don't. Or some childminders like myself, I'll provide all food until they go to preschool or play school or primary school. But the packed lunch would be the responsibility of the parents. But if they're with me after school, they'll get their main hot dinner with me and so on. And it sets it out. It's at the very beginning. If a family says to me, Leanne, we'd love you to mind our kids, I'll go, grand. I email them the contract and I say, now have a read of that. Make sure you're OK with everything. If not, we'll have a chat. If there's something I'm willing to change or compromise on, that's absolutely fine. And then both parties sign it. And that's it. Then at least if there's a few niggles, we can go, well, in our contract that we signed, and luckily, now I've never had that.
What are some of the important, let's say, pointers that parents should talk through with their childminder with regards to, you mentioned it there earlier on, their ethos and their family values? I mean, is that as important as going through wages structure and illness policies and that kind of thing?
I would say it's more important, being honest with you. I think childminding is a little bit like matchmaking. You've got to match with your family. You can't mind children for a family whose way of raising their kids is diametrically opposed to your own. There has to be a common, yeah, I agree with you. So in my house, my then 4-year-old put it so well one day. A friend wanted to take plastic swords out on the trampoline, and my 4-year-old, apparently it was my friend who heard him say, there's not many rules in this house, but that's one of them. And there's not. My rules are very basic in my house. We're kind to each other. We treat each other with respect. We help tidy up. That's basically about it. So I'm pretty relaxed. The children come to my house to have fun, kick back, relax. They get all that structure and curriculum when they're in preschool, you know, primary school. My house is very chill. So I couldn't match with a family, for example, who say, now we expect an hour of reading every day. They have to do A, B, C, D and E.
Gotcha.
You know, so I would say, well, maybe I'm not the childminder for you then.
Yeah. Thank God you got out of marketing and went into this. It sounds like you're absolutely, you know, this interview is just a ploy for you to take my kids. I mean, I don't care about childminders. I just want you to mind my children. Every parent listening out wants you to mind their child. It's been an absolute pleasure. Lastly, what advice would you give to any budding childminders out there?
Sign up with Childminding Ireland for starters. And your local county childcare committee are can be very helpful as well. But get your ducks in a row before you do anything. But it is, you have to love kids. Don't even try it if you don't. And
do a lot of men sign up? Do a lot of men go into this?
Not a lot, no. But there is one in our Childminding Facebook forum we have for supporting each other and all of that. There is one that I know of, but no, very few men in it. Mm, yeah,
interesting.
It is.
Okay, so Childminders Ireland is the place to go. And at least you know they've have had all their Garda vetting and their first aid and keep them up to date. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in. That is Leanne Gilmore and we'll be right back after this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.